Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Let us face, without panic, the reality of our times. The fact that atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities. And let us prepare for survival.
You were just listening to a short movie segment entitled Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Edward Morrow. A gruesome fate seemed inevitable for Americans of the early 1950s. Nuclear Holocaust was not just a distant possibility, but an everyday concern. The chance of the nuclear event was discussed in such everyday magazines as Good Housekeeping with a kind of unearthly calm and reserve. After describing in excruciating details the effects of a 1 megaton bomb dropped on St. Louis, one article hinted that survival in such an event is just a matter of well-thought-out preparation, keeping the blinds of your house closed, and being smart about avoiding contaminated food or water. Chances of, quote, making a complete recovery, unquote, from exposure to atomic radiation are much the same as for everyday accidents. End quote, there is one important thing you can do to lessen your chances of injury to blast. Fall on your face, unquote. During the same period, children watched Bert the Turtle, who explained what to do in the event of an atomic war in an animated film called Duck and Cover. Children in public schools practiced duck and cover drills in their classroom. Films like Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Morrow, became common in attempting to fix the public with the civil tools necessary to survive. The film, Surviving an Atomic Attack, ends without a hint of irony or even self-awareness, declaiming, quote, if the people of Nagasaki had only known what we know about civil defense, thousands may have been saved. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.